Well, thank you very much, Mary, and I was really blessed by the music. Y'all have a wonderful worship team, and just love on them and keep them doing it, because not every class is privileged to have that talented a worship team. So thank you, ladies, for doing that. Well, you may be wondering about my outfit. I'm not getting a jump start on Halloween. I am a birder, and that is the proper term for people who watch birds. Not bird watcher, we are called birders. And we're kind of a funny group. In fact, we're the only group of people that when somebody yells duck, we look up. You may have seen the trailers for a movie just that came out last weekend called The Big Year. Well, it was a hilarious true book of three men who made a competition about seeing the most birds in 1 year. And yes, men can make a competition about anything. And that's exactly what they did. So these three guys were racing to see the most birds between them in North America in 1 year. Now, for women, it's not so much about a competition as birding can be beautifying. You may have read or heard, last May, they found that bird poop in eye cream helps reduce wrinkles. Well, that's something that we women birders have known about for a long time. So, let me give you a hint. The first rule of birding, when you're looking up, keep your mouth closed. So, besides, looking up, I'm wearing a turtleneck today because it was kind of cold, but looking up kind of helps to firm up all those muscles under here. So there's a lot of beautifying aspect to birding. Plus, you get to wear really comfortable shoes all day long. So I'm often asked, what is my favorite bird? So I brought along a slide today of my favorite bird. Now, why am I passionate about birds? Well, God made them beautiful, and He made them useful. Birds are the watchman on the wall of our environment and what is going on in our world. In fact, changes in bird behavior and populations can shine a light on what man's behavior is doing that is helpful or harmful in our world. And birds can open our eyes to what is going on around us and hopefully focus us in on some of the changes we need to make. Well, God gave us another means of shining light on our behavior and on what's going on in the world, and it's His Word. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Psalm 119:18 says, "Open my eyes that I may see the wonderful things in your law." So studying God's Word provides light, clarity, and focus for what is going on inside us and around us. Now, your study this year of Revelation is really exciting. God's Word reveals God's plan throughout the Bible. And as Cheryl said last week, one day God will make everything right. He is building a kingdom where one day we will be with Jesus as Christ, Jesus Christ, as He reigns over a new earth for eternity. How exciting it is to study God's Word about the prophecies of that plan as we look backward and we look forward. And it would be easy for us to see a world in chaos. But we know that it is a world in which God is bringing His glorious plan of redemption to fruition. We have a wonderful hope. Throughout the Bible, God used people and birds in wonderful ways as His plan moved forward. In Genesis 8:11, He used a dove to bring the good news to Noah that it was safe to disembark from the ark. This was God's foreshadowing of another ark of redemption and greater good news of Jesus Christ. In 1 Kings 17:4, God used ravens to feed the prophet Elijah during an incredible drought, one much worse than ours today. God's Word feeds us in our seasons of drought and hardship. Thank you for the recent rain, Lord, but we could use some more. In Luke 2:24, Joseph and Mary brought a pair of doves or pigeons. This was the cheapest of the gifts that could be brought for sacrifice at the dedication of a child to the temple. They brought them when they dedicated Jesus. And in exchange, God gave man the most valuable gift ever given, his son, as a sacrifice for our sin. In Matthew 3:16, we read about the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Jesus at his baptism. I like that image of the Holy Spirit as a dove. That is what each of us has descending on us and in us when we believe in Jesus. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit for redemption and resurrection one day. Isaiah 40:41 says, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Eagles use thermals to soar to great heights, up to 20 or 25,000 feet, with little or no effort on their part. And they can fly extremely long distances during migration using little energy. God's word and God will carry us aloft and along when we simply rest in him. At our recent Central Area Director retreat, we learned from Beth Kurz, our regional director, who is my shepherd in that shepherding ministry Mary so accurately described, that people are, shall we say, flocking to study God's word in CBS studies across the U.S. and the world. Your own class is growing, and even more wonderful, the children's program continues to grow. Ladies and young moms like Mary, you have chosen the better part, to spend your time in God's Word and to ensure that your children are studying Jesus so that when CBS fledges them into the world, they will have a foundation of truth. Midland, Texas now has two ASK or after-school kids classes with more than 400 students coming to study the Bible after school. I would love to see an after-school kids class hatched in Austin, and there is a prayer group to that effect going on. As you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about birds and God's Word. But why am I talking to you about birding in Bible study? Well, I've discovered that using my passion for birding can be a seed to talking about my passion for God and His Word. It opens doors with people to share my heart and to share the good news. Because as Cheryl told us last week and Revelation reveals, it's going to get worse before it gets better. People need to hear good news. So what are you passionate about? Your children, cooking, music, photography, exercise, reading, pen interest, I learned yesterday. Whatever it is, can you use that passion to start a conversation that can migrate toward a faith discussion? John 2:17 says, "His disciples remembered that it is written, 'Zeal for your house will consume me.'" My prayer is that zeal for his house and his kingdom he is building will always consume us in a way that makes it impossible for us not to talk about Jesus. Oh, I almost forgot. Just as God's word shines light and brings into focus the beauty of his plan, with the proper lighting and the help of these, my favorite bird becomes this. This is a cedar waxwing. You may see them in Austin starting about December through April. They're named cedar waxwing because they love those juniper berries that we call them a cedar tree. It's actually a juniper tree. They love those kind of berries. They love pyracantha berries. And I also like its name because you see that little red on his wing? He was named that waxwing. They discovered that that kind of a waxy, reminded them of a waxy seal on a letter, just as we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. And I love that bright yellow band along his tail, but mostly I love the fantastic eye makeup that God gave for him on there. So let me pray for you before we go to your core groups.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of your creation. We thank you for the diversity and the beauty of your birds, Lord, that you have created for us to enjoy and to learn from. But mostly, Lord, we thank you for the beauty of your word that you have given us to learn from. Just open our hearts. Have the Holy Spirit open our hearts today to teach us what you have prepared for each of us to learn. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Just a reminder, Sandy's group, go to one.